We'll be discussing tonight, the Mitzvah Hashem, amongst other shailas as well, the halacha of Purim Meshulash. We'll be discussing the shaila, what happens, it can't happen, the Purim, the 14th of Adar, the Purim that we've got, it can't fall on Shabbos, according to our Luach, but the 15th can. So the Purim can fall in Yerushalayim, it can fall on the 15th, and it does, and it does. Question is, what do you do then? What would you do about Mishlach Manas if Purim falls on Shabbos? What do you do about Ananisim when Purim falls on Shabbos? What do I do about the Suda if Purim falls on Shabbos? What do you do?
Never experienced it.
Anybody be, yeah?
From what I remember learning, it's split between before Shabbos and after Shabbos.
Before Shabbos and after Shabbos. Yes.
Friday and the Sunday. I can't remember
how it's split. So you're actually right. We're going to see there's one more point to it. It's true, there's some halachas and mitzvahs apply on Friday. Some, as you're saying, on Sunday, but actually some also happens on Shabbos. And hence, this, if Purim falls on Shabbos, it's actually called Purim Meshulash. It's called in the poskim Purim Meshulash, a triple Purim, because it's actually a Purim. That spread over 3 days, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. 3 days, some you do on Friday, some on Shabbos, and some on Sunday. And what you do when, we'll be learning later on in Mitzvah Hashem. Another shaila that we'll be discussing as well is what happens if somebody is in a boat and he's traveling and he hasn't got a Megillah and he's actually a 14er, a regular 14er, a 14th of other person, and he's traveling, but he does get hold of a Megillah on the 15th. What should he do then? Is there anything he can do or he should do, or rather just not do anything? What happens in that scenario that will be discussed later on? So I do want to learn Simon Tofresh Peches. We're starting Seif. Hey, and I do hope to be able to complete the sermon tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, Sif Hei, Ben here. This is very, very relevant. This Sif Hei is extremely relevant and extremely complex, but it's actually relevant for people living in Eretz Yisrael. It's not relevant for us, so we're going to go a bit faster. We're not going to go into the details, but just have a basic idea of Sif Hei. Sif Hei talks about the following case. It's very relevant indeed in Eretz Yisrael. People traveling from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, Kea Seifa, that's all people travel all over. So this is very relevant because the halach is that the shal is the following. What happens if the following Sif Hei, bottom line, Ben Ir, a person who is a Ben Ir, Sholach Lekrach. So if you're going from a walled city to a non-walled city, or a person from a walled city into a non-walled city, so what happens then? When you read the Megillah, when you hear the Megillah, you are a 14er and you are spending your day there, or vice versa. What's the halacha then? So the halacha is as follows. If his intention was to return limkoimo to his own place, so if he's from Yerushalayim, he intends to go back on Yerushalayim. Or if he's from Bnei Brak, he intends to go back to Bnei Brak. So if he intends to return Limkoimo to his place, Bizman Kriya, when is his time of reading the Megillah, when he's Akev, and he delayed, V'loi Chaza, and he didn't return, then Koire Kim Koimoi, he should read as his own place. Not where he is, but where his initial place is. So it depends on his intention. If his intention was to return and to be back, then he should have, and he wasn't successful, he just didn't make it back, then he should read as where he's coming from. Although here, he may be the only one reading it that way. So if his intention was never to return back home on time, his intention was always to go back after Zman Kriya, then he should read as the people in that particular place. He's becoming, as far as Purim is concerned, like inhabitant of that particular place. If he's in a desert or in a boat traveling, he should then assume he's just a 14er, like the rest of the world. We'll address this halacha shortly in the later seif. I do want to point out over here just something really interesting. The Mishnah Berurah is very, very long over here. It speaks about all types of cases. What happens if you went in that kind of, you heard the Megillah, you intended, you didn't intend. I mean, you can imagine there's as many cases as I mean, there's so many shailas. I'm not going to go into great detail. We're not going to go into detail into this because it's a very long Mishnah Berurah. But I do want to point, Mishnah Berurah goes extensively into many details. But at the end, the Bialocha over here says something which I don't remember anywhere else. I mean, I didn't go through, obviously I'm not a Baki in Mishnah Berurah, but there is one line of it, I don't recall any, he says over here a very interesting line. If you look at Bialocha on the top line, he says over here something, he says, Mikol Mokim Lemaisa, he says, with regards to Brocha, he says, Mikol Mokim Lemaisa, Halach Lemaisa, Ani Mevakesh Me'akore, I ask from the reader, from the learning of my Sefer, Shelo Yismach Alai, don't rely on me, Le'inyin Brocha. Such an interesting one-liner from the Mishnah Berurah. The Eilig Chofetz Chaim, don't know if he says it anywhere else. He's in doubt about, it's talking about the case, as he says over here, that if a person goes from a Ben Ir to a Krach, and then he says over here, with regards, he brings the Shetz Rashi, and he says that, when it comes to Halacha Lemaisa, don't rely on me with regards to Bracha. And one interesting, Mishnah Berurah has got thousands, if not tens of thousands of psokim, and many of them are relevant to Brachas. But over here, he's in doubt. Lemaisa, ani mevakesh me'akore, such a gentle, edel oifen of asking, ani mevakesh me'akore, shalei yismach alai le'in Bracha. Please don't rely on me with regards to Bracha. Isn't that interesting? I think it's really interesting. That, of course, shows us the great anova of the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Seif Vav, Yom Tezvav. Okay, that's the introduction to Purim Meshulash. Yom Tezvav, if the 15th of Adar, Shechalio is Beshabbos, if the 15th of Adar falls on Shabbos. Again, the 14th cannot fall on Shabbos, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, but the 15th can. So now, what's the halacha? So, Ein Koirin Megillah Beshabbos. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, you do not read the Megillah on Shabbos. So what? You don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Guess why? Of course, the chashash of carrying that we know from other mitzvahs as well. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkot and Tezvav. Let's see it straight away. Sefkot Yudalet says Yom Tezvav. The Yudalet, the 14th, according to our Luach, impossible, lochul b'Shabbos. The 14th cannot fall on Shabbos. It can't happen. Sefkot and Tezvav, Ein Koirin. We don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, as you're saying very, very precisely. The Gozu Rabbonon, Chachomim with Goza, Shema Yelech Etzel HaChochom, maybe he's going to go to the Chochom, to the Talmud Chochom, Lelamdo Eich Likoisa, to teach him how to read, Vayavireno Abba Ames Barashus Rabbim, and he'll be over on carrying Dalet Ames Barashus Rabbim. Now there's quite a few questions about this with regards to the Megillah. I mean, again, so we Chachamim Asad, we're never going to read the Megillah on Shabbos. Why? We're canceling the mitzvah of reading the Megillah on Shabbos. Why? Because maybe somebody's uncomfortable, not really comfortable reading the Megillah, he's unsure. So he's going to go to a Baki on Shabbos, and he's going to take the Megillah with him, and therefore transgressing the Issur D'oraisa of carrying on Shabbos. He's going to need the Megillah. He's going to take the Megillah along and ask how to read it. And that's where Chachamim said, we're not going to take any chances. We cancel the mitzvah altogether. And there's never, and says we're not, this is not going to happen. Yeah.
It seems rather ironic that the very reason that you're reading on the 15th is because it's Mukav with a...
Ah, that's interesting, yeah.
And admittedly, most of Yerushalayim isn't.
Right. Right, you see, that's a good point. Very good point that Yerushalayim will be Mukav Choyma. If Yerushalayim is Mukav Choyma, surrounded by walls. So it's, why isn't that Orish Sarabim? Interesting question. So the Gemara actually does say in Eruvin that it's a good question. The Emma says, the Gemara Yerushalayim says Yerushalayim is actually not Orish Sarabim. It's actually not Orish Yochit. So, but you know what, never mind that. It could certainly be Midr Rabbonon. It could certainly be Midr Rabbonon anyway. But it's an interesting point. Interesting point. True, that's right. That's right as well. Definitely that walls can come down and they would still be considered.
Well, why do you say the Chashash is the person himself will carry it? Why are we saying someone will go learn how to read it? The person carrying it to the...
Yeah, he is carrying... That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that he's carrying to... Yelech Etzel Chochom.
No, why? I'm saying the person himself, there's a chiyuv to read Megillah. To read it.
Right, because the assumption is, good point, the assumption is, everybody hear the question, why when he's going to take the Megillah, he's going to carry the Megillah on Shabbos to read it for the public. That should also be a chashash. So the assumption is that people generally, unlike some of us, generally people are organized, and we're assuming that he's going to have the Megillah there before Shabbos. if it's something which happens every year, we're not concerned about him. He's going to take the Megillah before Shabbos. He's going to bring it to Shul because he knows he's landing tomorrow for the community. However, if suddenly he gets into panic, oh no, I forgot how to say Pashandosa, and you know that says Nehoma, and I just forgot. Then we're concerned about that, and that he suddenly gets into a panic, and that's when he's going to go to the Chacham to ask him how to read the Megillah, how to teach him how to read the Megillah. But that's not something which is regular. It's more, you know, the Behala, what should I do now? That's when a person will be transgressing Dalet Amos Bereshis Rabbim. Does that make sense?
Is it possible it's part of the German Gezeilah, that mitzvah's on Shabbos?
It is.
Maybe that's why he brought this point out rather than other points. It's just like by Lulav and other mitzvahs.
Uh-huh.
It's in that category of...
Uh-huh, you're saying that really could have... Yeah, yeah, but we find by Shofar the same. His question would be applicable for Shofar as well. We get from by Shofar as well that he's taking the Shofar to the Chacham. Teaching. We don't find the Chashash being that he's taking the Shofar to Shul. Oh, I see. Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even talk about it. Yeah.
Chazal made a gazera not to do these mitzvahs on Shabbos. They made one whole general. So don't do Shofar Lulav, don't Shofar. Okay, the same reason for all of them. Wrong, give a different reason for each one. The same reason is that Shemi will take it to go learn.
No, it's all the same. Yelechetzel Chacham. It's also interesting, maybe a little, I don't know if it's a strong kasha, I do understand that a lulav, I don't know if you'll argue with me maybe, but I think that a lulav, I understand why you might want to, the person will need to take the lulav to the chacham, to show him how to do na'anuim. And I also understand a shofar, not everybody's got a shofar in his house. He'll need to take the shofar there. But with the Megillah, arguably, I find it a bit more of a chiddush, that if he's stuck reading a word, or if he's unsure how to read a line, why does he necessarily need to take his Megillah along? Certainly in previous generations where, you know, people didn't, there was no sforim. Everything was in klaf, everything was in a klaf form, why did he need to take along his Megillah? Why do you need to take his Megillah? I mean, the shofar I understand. Talmid minim I understand. The Chacham may not have had his shofar. The Chacham may not have his Megillah. But if you're not sure how to read Pashandosa, why do you need to take along the Megillah?
Would rather take his own one, which is going to
the... It's more like just the...
Rather than someone else, it might be written...
You're not going to take the Megillah. Right. Right. Okay. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's probably the answer. Yeah, okay, that's with regard. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. So, Ein Koyrin HaMegillah B'Shabbos. So, we do not read the Megillah on Shabbos. That's Elo. Only what do? Makdimin Likroisa B'Erev Shabbos. If Purim falls on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, we read the Megillah on Friday. Okay, point number one, we read the Megillah on Friday. Point number two, the goyvin mois matones haniyim, matones lev yoimin are collected, umechalkim oisoy boy beyoim. And together with the reading of the Megillah, which is taking place on Friday, matones lev yoimin is also collected and distributed on Friday too. Boy beyoim, on that day. That's with regards to Friday. Continues the Shulchan Aruch over Yom Shabbos. With regards to Shabbos, Moitzin Shnei Sforim, we take out two Sforim. Over Sheni Koyrin Vayove Amalek. In the second Sefer Torah, we read Amalek. We line Vayove Amalek, which is the lining of Purim. So the lining, the Purim lining, is actually taking place on Shabbos. Ve'oimrim Alanisim. Furthermore, we say Alanisim. Not on Friday, we say Alanisim on Shabbos. And furthermore, the Ein Oisin Sudas Purim, but with regards to the Sudas Purim, the meal, when is that taking place? Ad Yom Echad B'Shabbos, that will take place on Sunday. Again, Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, on Friday, you read the Megillah, Matanes Lev Yoinim on Friday, Shabbos is the lining and Al HaNisim, and Sunday is the Sudas Purim. Yeah. Good question. What about Mishlach Manos? The Shulchan Aruch does not. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch does not address Mishlach Manos. Now the answer is that we'll see the Mishnah Berurah that Mishlach Manos is intrinsically connected, as you're suggesting, to the Suda. And therefore, the assumption is, by reading the Shulchan Aruch, the assumption is, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is, that together with the Suda is also going to be Mishlach Manos. Yeah. There is, the Mishnah Berurah here, brings the opinion of the Maharal Bach, who disagrees. But maybe before seeing Sifkot Yud Ches, let us go through Sifkot Yud Zayin. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Zayin says the following: For Omer Anisim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Beshabbos, you say Al Anisim Beshabbos, Veloy Be'erev Shabbos, not on Friday. You will not say Al Anisim on Friday. That's really confusing in a way. You are on Friday. You're lining the Megillah, but you're not saying Al Anisim. Yeah, you're not saying Al Anisim, and skip the brackets. And obviously, we're not going to take any Sefer Torah out. That sounds really, really awkward. On Friday, it's Megillah, but you don't line the Purim lining. And explains that the only reason why we take the Megillah to Friday, because you can't carry the Megillah on Friday. Excuse me, you can't carry the Megillah on Shabbos. So it's brought onto Friday, but anything else remains in its right time. Mikol Mokemim Omar En Machzirin Oisei. However, if you did say Al Anisim on Friday, yeah, you don't have to repeat your Shmoneh Esrei. V'chen En Mutzin Boisev. Excuse me. I skipped. V'chen Mutzin Boisev. Yeah, okay, that's it for you. Now, Sifkot Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah brings the opinion of the Maharal Bach. He can just skip two lines, and then he says, Ve'ire Maharal Choviv. Ve'hine, Maharal Choviv, Herich Lo'ichiach, the Bavli Shalonu Ein Tzoy Ve'kein. The Maharal Bach disagrees, and he says, the Shulchan Aruch's Pesach is based on Yerushalmi, we don't pass like that. Ve'dai Toin, the opinion of the Maharal Bach is, Sha'as Su'uda Hi B'Shabbos. The Purim Suda is not on Sunday, but the Purim Suda is on Shabbos. We also can Ma'ase B'Yerushalayim, and that's how Maharal Bach lived himself, was from G'dol Yerushalayim, and he instructed that the Purim Suda, he did it himself, the Purim Suda should be taking place on Shabbos. Ve'gam Mishleach Monos B'Shabbos, and even Mishleach Monos on Shabbos, Ki Amonos Hem Yasuda, because as you're saying, the Monos is part of the Suda. Now this is really a great Chiddush. Why is that a Chiddush, that Mishleach Monos on Shabbos? Exactly. The carrying shail of it. The carrying shail of it. It's a, pardon? Gifts on Shabbos and carrying on Shabbos. Right? So it's a big problem. But this is how the Maharal Bach paskens. And that's how some pasken nowadays as well. So with regards to gifts, making kinyonim, letzoich mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, is actually okay. Correct. Well, yeah, correct. So, but the main point is that it's a mitzvah, it's a suda. You'd be allowed to make a kinyan, actually, to give a gift for mitzvah purpose. So that's clearly mitzvah purpose in the Shlach Monas. There is, of course, an element of strangeness to it, because exactly Megillah we don't do on Shabbos. Why? Because of a distant chashash. Maybe somebody's going to know how to read the word, is going to schlep it to a bucket to teach him how to word. Chazal uprooted the mitzvah on Shabbos and said, Kiyas HaMegillah is going to take place on Friday because of a chashash of Oitzah. Now, Mishlach Manos, one could argue that there is no greater chashash of carrying than Mishlach Manos. Isn't that an unbelievable point?
So because you're
so used to it, it's unlikely that you're gonna.
And you're only very good at give one.
Right.
So,
okay.
You can probably manage that.
Right. I mean, yeah. You're likely to Mishleach Manos Ishlerei Ehu. It's going to be your next door neighbor, probably. And you're. Uh-huh. All right, okay. He says no local bocky. Okay. You're saying that there's no shyless. So therefore what? There's no chashash of carrying. But why is there no chashash of carrying without some... So this is saying that the gzeira, the reason of the gzeira doesn't apply. And therefore once the reason of the gzeira doesn't apply, so maybe the mitzvah is still b'mkoyma medes. Right. Okay, the emes is halacha lemaisa. Purim Shulish happens every now and then in Eretz Yisrael, and it's every time. Myself was in Yerushalayim for Purim Shulish. Every time, it's again a whole big machloek, a whole big tumult. This gadol paskins, you should give shem tzachmanos on Shabbos. This gadol paskins, you shouldn't. And so every time a new machloek is a new behala. Some suggest that you should just do mishlach manos in. Within family, you know, give a shlachmonis and, you know, that kind of shlachmonis, a dessert type of shlachmonis. But I'm not sure if that's the best approach. Some poskim do say you should still, others disagree. It's a machlokes to this very day. The Mishneh Berurah continues in the bottom line, an interesting additional point. He addresses, what about Muktzeh? He says, V'hine aprichotosh ois aletatla megillah b'shabbos. With regards to the Megillah, doesn't the Megillah actually become Muktzeh now? Now that you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, you're only reading the Megillah on Fridays in Muktzeh. What do you say? You can still use it. You can learn from it. Why not? But the Prichodosh Oysa Letalta Megillah B'Shabbos, Me'achashe Koirim Boy, says that in real terms, you're unlikely to learn the Megillah nowadays with the Megillah. You're more likely to take a Chamesh Megillah and look in the Malbim rather than taking Megillah out. So Prichodosh says that it's actually Muktzeh. Aval kama achoinim choykem alav, many disagree with the Pichodesh and do agree with you, Umatir and Dualan is not actually Muktzeh for precisely because of your reason. It's actually Roy to learn with it. You actually could take out Megillah and learn with it, so therefore it's not Muktzeh. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Zayin. I'm a farish bayom. Somebody who travels in the sea. Vayoytze b'sheor, somebody goes in, he travels. Vayeinu moytze Megillah lo'ilichim, he forgot to take along his Megillah. He's going on Megillah and he's traveling in the middle of a desert. He could end up with Gimel or Yud Beis. Look at that. He can read the Megillah. He can either read on the 13th, or if he can somehow access the Megillah on the 13th, he can read the Megillah on the 13th. Or Yud Beis on the 12th. Or Be'echados. So he can even read on the 11th. Beloy Brocha. But if you do that, do it without a Brocha. If you cannot wait until those days, some say you can eat from Rosh Chodesh Adar, you can read already the Megillah without the Bracha, and to some limited extent fulfill the mitzvah. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Chav points out, he says that if you do that kind of reading in order to fulfill some sort of mitzvah on the 11th, the 12th, or 13th, if you're trying to fulfill some, you're in the mid-desert, you know, somehow trying to fulfill the mitzvah to some extent, you need to do that with 10. Otherwise, you can't even read even without the bracha. You need 10 people, otherwise you can't, it's the wrong thing. I do want to point out the bialoch on the side, the bialoch of it brings from the Torah. I'm reading it inside because it's very crucial. The Torah says, some rishonim hold the savri, they hold shor idna nowadays. Then is batala din the bnei akforim yicholim lehakdin. Is that nowadays there is no such halacha anymore that you can actually be makdim and read the Megillah on earlier days. Mimele nowadays ain't koyrin shaloi biyudalet b'shum gavna. It says nowadays the bialocha paskins, you don't see that in the Mishneh Berurah, but the bialocha paskins, you cannot do this anymore. You can't read anymore. You can either read on 15th, 14th, but there's no reading on 13th, 12th, even without the bracha, even with a sorah. That's what the bialocha paskins. I do want to ask a question. What happens? Mishneh Berurah asks, what happens if somebody is traveling with a group of people and he somehow can access a Megillah? He can access a Megillah and he can read, let's say, on the 12th, which is obviously not the real day. 10 people here. Now, I want to know, okay, so we're finding over here a special kula with regards to reading the Megillah on the 12th. Okay, even Rosh Chodesh. Again, the bialocha doesn't pass like that, but that's what the Mishneh Berurah over here seems to be saying in Shulchan Aruch. What about the other mitzvahs? What about Sudas Purim? Should you also do Sudas Purim on the 12th? What about Mishloach Manos? Should you also do Mishloach Manos on the 12th? Because that's when you read the Megillah. Or Could you do that? Should you still do that on the regular day? What? Regular day. Just because you can't access the Megillah. You. Yeah? Is that true? Everybody agrees to that? Yeah? I'm sure a brother will disagree. Yeah? Oh, so same here. He's saying just as we find Purim Mesholesh, so certainly over here also, the fact that you read the Megillah on the 12th, that's just because you can access the Megillah on that day, but the rest of the mitzvah is doing its proper day. Well, the Mishnah Berurah Paskens is exactly like you. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the last three lines of Sifkotten Chof, V'da'od, you should know as well, exactly as you said, that we are lenient with regards to people traveling, people are going on the sea, who it is only specifically with regards to reading the Megillah. So that's Purim. But Purim meal, v'chaim mishloach monas, and similarly also mishloach monas, umatones levyonim, and matones levyonim, lo yekayim elo bizmano, you should only do that in its right time. And that leads us to the final seif tonight, seif ches. Excuse me, the Rambam still. If you do access a Megillah later on in Israel, should read it on the 14th. Even if you did read it on the 13th, you access a Megillah on the 14th. Read it then without the bracham. Okay, because ultimately you read it shloim bismano. Ben, you will read it without the bracham then. Yeah. Chav Peis, I believe it's without. Oh no, you're right. Sorry, made a mistake. Thank you so much. Yes, you caught me out. Sifkotten Chav Peis, Mishnah Berurah says, Choyze v'koyre yisrael b'yoyim yidalet, ahaynu b'yivir koyseo. The hozman ahu. Yeah, absolutely, you're right. It's the right time, you'll make a bracha. Yeah. Seif Ches, Ben Ir, a 14er, Shoye b'sfino b'derech, a 14er was in a boat, in the sea, or bederech, on the journey, v'loyoyah b'yod Megillah, and he had in his hand no Megillah, ve'acha kach nizdamnu loy, b'tezvav, a regular edgerarian. He didn't have a Megillah on the 14th because he was traveling to Singapore, and on the 15th he's accessing, on the 15th he's trying to get hold of a Megillah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, koira oisa b'tezvav, you should still read the Megillah on the 15th. You should still read, although it's not really his time. He's a 14er. He doesn't live in Yerushalayim. So he should, he could have argued, what's the point of reading Megillah on the 15th? The Shulchan Aruch Paskens, Kere Oyser B'Tezvav, we should still read on Tezvav. The Mishnah Berurah in Chof Gimel says, Uveloi Bracha. You can't read the bracha, it's the 15th. You're not a 15er. You do it without the bracha. The kva ova ikazman, because the main time has passed. Aval metezva ve'eilach, but after the 15th, lo ikakdal, if you're only landing Hong Kong airport on the 16th, don't read anymore. The ksiv lo yavoy, because it said you shouldn't pass the Megillah, so don't read it after the 15th. And then a final halacha with regards to Siman Tov Resh Peches. V'im Tov V'korah Parshas Megillah Ba'adreshin. If the Megillah was read, or the Parshas were read on the Adreshin, and this is a leap year, the halacha is Tzorech Lachzav Likos B'Sheni, you certainly will have to go over them in Adar Sheni.